Thanksgiving reminds us to pause and give thanks, not just for what we have, but for who we have. Every blessing points us back to the one who provides it all. And today, we're reminded that the same God who fills our tables also guards our heart. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. He knows his sheep. He calls us by name, and he leads us with love." As we give thanks this season, let's remember our greatest blessing is the shepherd himself.
Our heart is not pure by default. Listen, if we're going to be right with God today, then we're going to have to understand. If you choose to do what is right in this society, then you will be treated as the enemy. You will be rejected. You will be looked down upon. In verse number 14, he says, judgment is turned away back.
And they that come to God must believe that He is the creator. He has the resources to provide. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19 says, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Welcome to Timeless Truths, where every week we open God's Word and discover principles that never change with time. And I'm glad you've joined us today. This week, our families gather around their tables and we pause to give thanks. We're reminded that gratitude isn't just a moment, it's a mindset. It's learning to see God's goodness in both the blessings and in the battles of life. And that leads perfectly into today's message. I am the Good Shepherd. In John chapter 10, Jesus shows us who he is, the shepherd who knows his sheep, calls them by name, and lays down his life for them. What a reason to be thankful. In a world full of confusion and noise, there's safety, there's peace, and there's direction in following the voice of the Good Shepherd. Now, before we begin God's Word together, let's prepare our hearts with a song that reminds us of just how blessed we truly are. Here is a song entitled, I Am So Blessed. You listen to the words as they sing.
Sufficient for every trial. He amazes me more and more every mile.
And I am amazed that he takes the time to give me such blessings that fill up my life. God is so good, I cannot express how thankful I am. I am so blessed.
He's given his precious old book.
Wonderful. And I hope that you'll take time over this Thanksgiving weekend to reflect on the blessings of God, the showers of blessing that He has bestowed upon us. And even when we are in the valley, even when we're in the storm, we can still see the goodness of God in our life each and every day. John chapter 10, verse 11, I am the good shepherd, the Bible says. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf cometh and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is a hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am, verse 14, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring. And they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. As we continue our series on the I Am declarations of Jesus, these declarations are truth about who God is, and they are also truths about God's work in our life. He is the bread of life, broken for the world and distributed. It's available to all, but they must partake. They must eat and they must drink. I am the true vine. Jesus is the theme of our Christian life. Our life is lived through His power. Without Him, we can do nothing. In John chapter 9, we're introduced to a blind man. Jesus heals this man in such an ordinary way. He spits on the ground, puts clay on the man's eyes, and then tells him to wash in a pool called Siloam. The interpretation is clear. Jesus is the sent one, and He is the answer to our spiritual blindness. The man who was once blind is thrown out of the religion, the Jewish religion. He's kicked out of the synagogue, the Bible says. He was a witness for Christ of His power and His purposes. And Jesus comes to him at the end of chapter 9 and declares that He is the Son of God, the Messiah. And how does the man respond? Well, this man believes, and his life is never the same. Jesus then illustrates that He is the door to the sheepfold. He separated man-made religion from a relationship with God. He is the God-ordained way, or He is the door for one to be right with God. Now, we notice another declaration of Jesus, and it's aligned with the context that we've already studied in John chapter 9. Jesus is the good shepherd. And again, there's this contrast here with the worldly shepherds illustrated as in the false teachers in Jesus' day and the good shepherd that we will be studying through this message. There is so much truth here, and I'm excited to jump into our message as we study together what the Bible has to say about the good shepherd. We're going to pause, and we'll jump right into the message.
We'll get back to Pastor's Bible message in just a moment. We wanted to pause and offer you an invitation to join us in proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ to our region. Would you pray for us as we endeavor to share God's timeless truths to those in our city and abroad? It goes without saying that your financial gift is greatly appreciated. We would love for you to be a partner with us and help keep us on the air. You can send a financial gift by mail. Our address is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. Again, it's 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. You can also e-transfer your gift to our radio ministry using the email give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Again, that's give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Your financial gift will be a great blessing and encouragement to us, but best of all, it helps us stay on this radio station proclaiming God's timeless truths. So thank you so much for your kindness to our ministry. If you would like us to pray for you, we'd be happy to do so. You can submit your prayer requests at timelesstruthsradio.com. We believe in the power of prayer, and we're excited to pray for and with you. You can also find our contact information on timelesstruthsradio.com. We'd love to answer any questions you might have, or maybe you want to just send us a word of encouragement. That's always welcome. Let's continue with our message this morning. Once again, here is Pastor Burns.
There is much given in the Bible about God being our shepherd. Psalm 23, of course, is the most popular, as it illustrates how the Lord personally cares for his sheep on a day-to-day basis. And those who know the Lord understand this. Isaiah 40 verse 11 tells us that God guides his sheep and carries his sheep. That's a wonderful blessing. In 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 25, it tells us that God is the shepherd of our soul and leads us to eternal peace. In Luke chapter 15 in verses 4 and 5, it tells us that the Lord left the 99 and he finds the one. He's seeking wandering souls. Jesus is our good shepherd. Let's think about it today as we study this passage of scripture. We're going to begin with verse 11, and I want us to consider the shepherd's provision. John chapter 10 verse 11. The Bible says, "I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd," here's the word, "giveth his life for the sheep." Jesus provides what no other shepherd can give, his very life. You know, if our greatest need had been information, God would have sent us an educator. If our greatest need would have been technology, God would have sent us a scientist. If our greatest need had been money, God would have sent us an economist. If our greatest need had been pleasure, God would have sent us an entertainer. But our greatest need is for forgiveness, and so God sent us a Savior. Romans 8 verse 30 says it this way, "Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified." Now, the predestination in Romans chapter 8, verse 30 is the product, not the person. In verse 29, we are predestinated to be conformed to the image of his Son. This is God's purposes for those who come to Christ for salvation. In fact, we can read it in Romans 8, verse 31. "What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" Notice the extent of God's favor toward the sinner. Notice what God has done in verse 32. "He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?" It's Jesus who tells Nicodemus in John 3, "For God so loved the world that he gave," there's the word there, "he gave his only begotten Son." Paul says that God delivered him, Jesus, up. But don't miss this important truth. Not only did God give his only begotten Son, but Jesus also gave his life. He willingly became our sacrifice. There's a story told of a 10-year-old girl in California who sacrificed her own life to save two younger children. When a car began rolling down a driveway, she pushed those two young girls out of harm's way, saving them. But the sad part of the story is she lost her life in the process. She is seen to many as a real-life hero. She sacrificed her life to save others. And in a greater way, in a greater extent, Jesus willingly gave of himself. He is the good shepherd, the Bible says, who gives his life to save the sheep. But there's so much more than just him giving of himself. He became our sin. He sacrificed himself as the perfect Lamb of God to be our atonement. And through his death and through his sacrifice, he satisfied the holy, righteous demand of a righteous God. And so we notice his loving sacrifice. Romans 5:8 says, "But God commendeth," or he showed us or demonstrated his love toward us, "in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." He lovingly gave of himself. He demonstrated his love to us, to those who were his very enemies, sinners. He gave himself so that we could have eternal life. Galatians 2 and verse 20 puts it this way, "I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God," look at this, "who loved me and gave himself for me." He loved me and he gave himself for me. Marriage is such a sacred institution in our world today. I know our world doesn't see it that way today. But you see, for the Christian, marriage is a picture of Christ's love. In fact, Paul told the church at Ephesus, "Husbands," Ephesians 5:25, "husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself." He gave himself for the church because of his love. And so it's a loving sacrifice, but also it's a lasting substitution. You see, Jesus stands in our place, absorbing the penalty that we deserve. And this is a lasting substitution because he's able, he's capable. His death, his substitution, is able to absorb the entire penalty, the entire judgment for our sin. Isaiah 53 verse 6 says, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity," the sin of us all. Titus chapter 2, 14 says, "who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works." He gave himself. And friend, listen to me. His sacrifice is enough. His sacrifice, he is enough. Hebrews reminds us of the Old Testament priests, how the sacrifices were offered year after year after year. And Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, reminds us that these sacrifices didn't have the power or the ability, or they were not capable to take away sins. But then the writer of Hebrews pens in Hebrews 10 verse 12, "but this man," now this man he's talking about is Jesus. He's talking about our lasting substitution. "But this man Jesus, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God." Hebrews 10 and verse 10 reminds us that Christ died once for all. Friend, listen to me. The sacrifice of Jesus is not limited, it's lasting. It's able, it's capable to save to the very uttermost. Hebrews 9 verse 26, for then must he often have suffered once since the foundation of the world, but now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. He put away sin. He's able. He's capable. His sacrifice is sufficient. John 19:30 says he declared, it is finished. It is finished. In 1 Peter 3:18, it reminds us that he once suffered for sins. I'm saying to you that his sacrifice was enough. People will explain their theology of salvation, and oftentimes, sometimes it involves some kind of work. They'll say, well, yeah, I believe it's Jesus, but I have to be baptized, but I have to be a good person, but I have to be faithful. And if I'm not those things, then it voids my salvation. I must. If those things are what save you, if you could be saved through baptism or good works or a denomination, then the question is this. This is my question for you. Then why did Jesus have to die? Why did he have to give his life? Why did he have to be nailed to a cross? Why did his blood have to be shed? And I'm here to tell you that his death was enough. The shepherd's provision, his loving sacrifice, his lasting substitution. He says, I lay down my life as the good shepherd. And so I invite you today, as you listen to this message, do you know the good shepherd? He died for you. He loves you when you were a sinner. He loves you. Would you trust him?
Hi, friend. Would you make a decision from the message that you just heard? Most importantly, do you know that you would go to heaven when this life is over? Do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior? The Bible teaches us that we have all sinned and have come short of God's glory. The Scriptures tell us that we cannot earn heaven by our own merit. It's not about a religious ritual or being a good person, being baptized or joining a church, or a particular denomination. Salvation is found in Jesus and Him alone. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus died in our place on the cross, and now we can enjoy the blessing of having our sins forgiven by trusting in His finished work on Calvary. If you believe the gospel today, the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, if you believe that Jesus as God died for your sins and that you cannot save yourself, would you call out to Jesus today? Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You can pray a prayer similar to this one. Lord, I know I have sinned against you. Because of that sin, I am separated from you. I believe that you died for me, that you rose again from the grave. I'm asking you to save me and wash my sins away. Make me your child. Amen. This isn't some magic prayer, but it's the heart decision behind your prayer. The Bible says in Romans 10:10, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. If you prayed a prayer like mine, and you meant it with all of your heart, then you are born again into the family of God. I rejoice with you in your decision. We'd love to know of your decision of trusting Christ as your Savior. You can head over to KitchenerBaptist.org/decision. We'd love to connect with you and pray for you. We would also love to send you some resources to help you in this newfound faith. God bless. We hope to hear from you soon.
Thank you so much for listening to our program this morning. Timeless Truths is a ministry of the Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about our church and this radio ministry and how we can be a blessing to you, check out our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and listeners just like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry, 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N 0A7. Again, that address is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N 0A7. You can also e-transfer your support to give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Again, that email for e-transfer is give@kitchenerbaptist.org. For more information about supporting Timeless Truths, you can visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can have abundant life through Jesus right now. Just say yes to Jesus today, fully trust in Him. Learn more about the Jesus of the Bible and how you can have eternal life at kitchenerhope.com. Again, that website is kitchenerhope.com. Once again, thank you for joining us this Sunday morning. From Pastor Burns and the Kitchener Baptist Church, have a wonderful day. We hope that you will join us next time when we open the Bible and explore God's timeless truths.
We'd love for you to join us for one of our services here at Kitchener Baptist. We meet each Sunday, the first day of the week, at 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. During our Sunday morning service, we have a wonderful kids program. We also have a Wednesday night Bible study at 7 p.m. During our Wednesday night service, we have a teen program and a kids program. So, you can bring the whole family. We hope to see you soon at Kitchener Baptist Church.